Our gospel reading this morning is from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Listen again for God's word to you. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Theologian Karl Barth was fond of saying that the basic human response to God is gratitude. Not fear and trembling, not guilt and dread, but thanksgiving. What else can we say to what God gives us but to offer praise? Asked Barth. C.S. Lewis, as he explored his newfound faith, observed the Bible's consistent invitation to praise and thank God. He observed the connection between gratitude and well-being. "I noticed how the humblest and most balanced minds praised most," he wrote. "Praise almost seems to be inner health made audible." On the way to Jerusalem near Samaria, Jesus and his disciples encounter 10 men with leprosy. As I mentioned to the children, it is difficult to exaggerate the social alienation and isolation of these 10 men. People lived in dread of leprosy, a loosely defined term in the Bible to describe any skin condition that looks suspicious, and was a form of spiritual uncleanliness for any practicing Jew of Jesus' day. What we call Hansen's disease is treatable today, but in Jesus' time it was thought to be radically contagious. The result was that people with leprosy lived in total isolation, banished from their homes, from the loving touch of spouses, children, parents, from the entire community, so feared that even to cross the shadow of one with leprosy was thought to risk infection. Of the 10 lepers who approached Jesus for healing in this story, only one returns to give him thanks. "Your faith has made you well," Jesus tells him, reminding all of us that faith and gratitude are profoundly connected. To have faith is to live it, and to live it is to give thanks. It is living a life of gratitude that constitutes living the life of faith. This is the grateful sword of faith that has made this man with leprosy truly and deeply well. Today, our stewardship committee has invited 4 members of our church to reflect on their gratitude to God in their own lives and in the life of our church, gratitude that is a living expression of their faith.
Good morning. I moved to Madison, actually Fitchburg, a year ago in June from Ann Arbor, Michigan, to be near my son and his family, with time to build my own life before they take on my care. In Ann Arbor, I was an active member of Northside Presbyterian Church for over 45 years, And after my retirement from the University of Michigan, I was active as well in the Presbytery of Detroit. In my search for a Presbyterian church to attend here in Madison, I heard from friends who are members of either Covenant or Christ, but not much about Westminster. For 3 months, I enjoyed having Sundays off, partly because of all the packing, unpacking, and rearranging in my new home, but also because I couldn't decide which church to attend first. Then a pastor friend suggested that Westminster would be the right place for me. So on Labor Day, Sunday, 2018, I arrived at Westminster. I enjoyed the service and was warmly welcomed by Donna Willardin following the service. She was quite enthusiastic about the Bible study and the Thursday morning book group and recommended that I attend them. I left feeling like this was a good place for me, and I began attending both groups later that week. I've missed few Sundays since then, mostly for travel or because of the bitter cold. In June, I became a member of Westminster. I'm a member because I feel incredibly welcome here. I appreciate the way you care for members as well as your commitment to this neighborhood and to other mission opportunities here and in the world beyond. I appreciate the sermons and the music, most often leaving the service feeling a sense of well-being. I'm glad to be a part of this congregation and looking forward to worshiping and working with you in the months and years ahead. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. So, thank you for letting me say a few words this morning. Tanya and I came to Westminster in 1997 when we were looking for a place to get married. And Tanya's mom used to be the secretary for Westminster Church. So she suggested that we visit Westminster and Mary Jean. So we had a meeting with Mary Jean, and then we ended up coming to a few services. And at that point, we were sold on Westminster. So I transferred my membership from being a United Methodist, to my parents' dismay, to becoming a Presbyterian, which I'm still not quite sure what the true difference is than more committee meetings at Presbyterian. So we left for a while. We ended up going to Chicago for my job, and then I went over to Milwaukee for a while. But we found our way back to Madison, and we found our way back to Westminster, which I'm truly grateful. There are many things that I'm grateful for in my life. My wife, my children, my health, and just the opportunity to be myself within Westminster. When I turned 41, some of you know that I had a really bad diagnosis. It was truly the worst time of my life and probably the best time of my life, because I had the opportunity to really learn about myself. And I spent many, many hours with Alex trying to reestablish what life really means. What does it mean to me? So at that point, I really did figure out what was truly important, what I'm truly grateful for. Westminster was there for me the entire time. You know, they were there for me. Alex was there for me and spent many, many afternoons discussing the meaning of life with me. So I'm truly grateful for that. I feel like my membership at Westminster really is a relationship. We have been through joyful times, the baptizing of my children, my marriage, the confirmation of my children, both of them, and hopefully their marriage. Hopefully they'll get married here just like I got married here. We've been through the hard times, like I've talked about. It's really a give and take, right? You get something, you give something. And I truly feel that way. So by the grace of God, I'm able to give now, right? So I try to give in time. I try to give in resources. I try to give in money. So as long as I can do that, I'm going to do that because it's my way of saying thank you. So praise be to God.
I'm quite a bit shorter than Troy.
Good morning. My name is Lynette Tortorich, and my husband Mark and I joined Westminster about a year and a half ago. Even if you don't know me, most of you know our son Nicholas, who will turn 2 in a couple of weeks. You wouldn't know it when you look at him now, but when Nicholas was born, he was very sick. He was not keeping any food down, which of course meant he wasn't growing. And the worst part was that no one could tell us why. Then when he was 4 weeks old, Nicholas's esophagus collapsed and he stopped breathing. We saw doctor after doctor, multiple pediatric specialists, specialists I didn't even know existed. No one could tell us what was happening. And I was furious. But I wasn't mad at the doctors. I was mad at God. I couldn't understand how God could allow this to happen to me, to my baby. So I decided to find out. I opened up my Bible to page 1 and started reading. I was only looking for the answers to my questions. What did I do wrong? What kind of God would do this? How can people talk about God's justice and mercy when things like this happen to babies? Something happened to me along the way, though. I usually credit it to somewhere around Judges, but I slowly began to realize that I was asking the wrong questions. I was mad at the idea of God that I had, but that was not the true God. Instead, I needed to be asking things like, how can I continue to trust God through this? How can I continue to worship God through this? The Samaritan leper in today's reading didn't need to learn the right questions. He already knew. He didn't waste time interrogating Jesus about why this had happened to him, why he had the illness to begin with. He immediately fell down and worshiped. Unfortunately, even once they found out what was happening with Nicholas and he was able to get healthy, it still took me a long time to match this leper's faith. I come to Westminster for many reasons, a lot of good reasons, a lot of good people, but one of those reasons is that the people and the teaching here help me to remember what the right questions are so that I can approach every day, good or bad, with an attitude of worship. Thank you.
Kind of a tough act to follow. I'm here because nobody else wanted this. I volunteered at our stewardship committee meeting that if we couldn't find anybody else, I would do it. So this is the result. Scott asked us to provide some answers to 4 questions. So here goes. What am I most grateful for in my life? I'm most grateful that I was born in the United States of America, although some might scratch their head nowadays about that statement. Also, I was born into a family with strong religious convictions. I was exposed to church and Christian education at an early age. This structured education has served me well in my faith journey. Why am I a member at Westminster? Well, this goes back, I'm showing my age, way back to 1988 when Linda and I were looking for a church to join. I grew up Wisconsin Synod Lutheran. That's a far distance from Presbyterianism. Linda's parents were founding members of Crossroads Presbyterian Church in Thiensville, Wisconsin, so she grew up Presbyterian. I did have exposure through my mother's family to the Presbyterian Church, so that kind of brought us there. We were particularly drawn here, first because of the strong pastoral leadership, because of the sermons that I could follow, thought-provoking. But most importantly, and there's been a common theme amongst all of us that are here today, because of the welcoming and caring people that we found way back in 1988. People like Bob and Darlene Forsberg, Roger and Dorothy Hujic, Ralph and Jerry Tarr, just to mention a few. And if your name didn't get mentioned, don't feel bad. These are the names that popped into my head. In addition, the vibrant music program and the Christian ed programs available for our children made our decision to become members here a no-brainer. What am I grateful for in the life of our church? I'm most grateful for the friends and extended family here. I look forward to weekly fellowship and to the little things, like hugs from Peg Zimmer. It truly is the people that are this church, people you can count on no matter what, people who have served as mentors and shining examples of the true Christian faith. And I think of people like Walt Pridham, Bill Brott, Betty Paddock, Bill Vogelsang, and on and on and on. What does my stewardship commitment mean to me as an expression of my gratitude to God? It means paying God back for all that He has given me in my life, including, and you've heard this before from some of the others, good health, wonderful children and grandchildren, and I probably should have mentioned this first, but a loving and caring wife who is always there for me. It also means expressing this gratitude not only through financial support to Westminster, but just as important is giving back by serving as a committee member, deacon, elder, or by doing something as simple as weeding the grounds, spreading mulch, or visiting the homebound, and I would add, singing in the choir, ushering, being a liturgist, and on and on. God has given me so much that this stewardship commitment comes easy for me. Thank you.